Well, there's internet famous, and then there's, you know, actual famous. Let's meet a man who has spent his career surrounded by celebrities so famous that he became famous himself. Photographer Harry Benson got his big break in 1964 when he was assigned to shoot a little British band about to embark on their first American tour. That band, of course, was the Beatles. And one of Benson's most iconic images is of the Fab Four in the middle of a pillow fight at their Paris hotel. You've probably seen it. Harry Benson went on to photograph some of the world's most famous people since he captured that moment 50 years ago. His portfolio includes pictures of Winston Churchill, Michael Jackson, Bobby Fischer, Elizabeth Taylor. He is now the subject of a new documentary called Harry Benson, Shoot First. It will screen at the Macon Film Festival this weekend, and Harry Benson himself joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Fine, and welcome to you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to have you with me. Take us back to that moment 50 years ago when you took that picture of the Beatles in their hotel room. What was happening? Why were they having a pillow fight?
Well,
it wasn't staged for your benefit, was it?
Yeah, well, they had just been told the number one in America.
Ah.
I went from London to Paris to cover the Beatles on a music story, and overnight it became a news story that they were breaking out all over the world, and especially in America. And then we had Beatlemania. And they were told that night they're on the Ed Sullivan Show in New York. And that meant I was going to America with them.
Yeah.
And I never went back.
You've photographed Donald Trump for the past 40 years. It's been a long time.
It would be 35 to 40, yeah.
What have you made of him personally over that time?
He hasn't changed. I'm just amazed he hasn't attempted this sooner. Really.
So you saw this ambition in him from 40 years ago?
No, he was still the same. Yeah. Ambitious, loved to be photographed, very easy to take photographs of.
There's a famous shot of Donald Trump that you took where he's sitting down in a corner with armfuls of cash, armfuls of money.
Yes.
Was that like his idea? Was he posing for you?
Well, I tell you, but most of my pictures are not posed. They're caught. I don't like studio pictures because, you know, they turn to wood. They look posed, and I like to have movement in them, have information. No, what happened with the money picture was, I'm in his casino, mm-hmm. and there's a place called the cage where all the money is. Now, even the man that owns it is not allowed to go in there. And he told me I can go in there and get $1 million. Take it out. I said to him, Donald, I've never seen $1 million. And he said, you've got it. We go over to the cage. He brings it out, and there he is holding $1 million.
Yeah, with this very, very mischievous, boyish look on his face. It's really quite charming, I think.
Yeah, it's funny, yes.
Yeah.
You know, if people say something, you ask them, well, why don't you do that, you know?
Right, yeah.
That's my business. Yeah, basically, try and take a photograph that is interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all, you know.
We're talking to award-winning photographer Harry Benson. He is the subject of the new documentary, Harry Benson, Shoot First. It's going to screen at the Macon Film Festival this weekend. Let's go ahead and listen to a clip from the trailer.
If I don't take a photograph, I've made a terrible mistake. I photograph what I see, and what I see should inform.
The first shot that I saw of the senator lying was Harry's shot.
No matter what your personal feelings may be, you realize that this is something that you have to document.
You could argue that he's got nothing left to prove, but Harry still feels every day that there's something to prove.
I'm being debunked already.
Great stuff. Harry Benson, how do you feel about seeing yourself on screen? How do you feel about seeing yourself framed and photographed the way that you have done to so many other people?
No, it's scary. I don't like it. I've got a stupid Scottish voice, and I, you know, and it sounds...
Oh, it's lovely.
Worse. It sounds worse. I've been living here for over 50 years. But, you know, one of my colleagues say that I have to prove myself every day. But, you know, every time you go with a camera, you have to prove mm-hmm. that you can still take a photograph, you know? You know, that's the business I'm in.
How do you think that your career would have been different had it included iPhones, Instagram, DSLRs, all of the image-making technology that is now so ubiquitous? How would things have been different from you if that had been in play all along?
I hate to think about it, but, you know, you may be seeing these pictures, but you're not necessarily seeing a lot of great pictures or good mm-hmm. pictures. You're just seeing adequate pictures. You know, a photograph taken at, you know, 400 a minute, it's not necessarily good photography.
Harry Benson is a photographer, and he's the subject of a documentary called Harry Benson Shoot First, screening at the Macon Film Festival. Harry, you told our producer when asked to give advice to students about making a career in photography, you tell them, buy a guitar. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's tough. It's tough to get a job like Life magazine doesn't exist. Now, Life magazine was something I could aim for as a photographer, and I eventually worked for them. So if I'm giving a talk to students, which I quite often do, and I actually enjoy it, always at the very end, someone will stand up and say, what advice, Mr. Benson, would you give to a young photographer starting out today? And I kind of naughtily say, would you repeat it, as if I didn't hear it? And they go, well, Mr. Benson, what advice? And I always say, buy a guitar. I know it's a bit kind of cheeky, but there isn't the usual steps to become a magazine photographer that flies around the world. And that is what's sad about the business right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I did 8 pages in Time magazine this week on Donald Trump. So I'm still working, you know, but I'm lucky.
Yeah, well, you're also very talented, but yeah, lucky. You're still working. Is there anyone left to shoot? Anyone that you're dying to do that you haven't been able to do?
You know, I would like to do Putin.
Really?
Because he's the most interesting character around. And he's good looking, and he does interesting things.
What would your approach be?
Anything he would show me, then I would ask him. You know, you've got to let people get used to you in a way. You know that, and not to rush him. But I'll tell you, you don't talk too much with them because they know why you're standing at the other side of their desk, you know?
Right, yeah. You just listen with the camera.
You listen. And yes, and my job is to photograph what I see and what I see shoot and form.
Well, I really, really hope that you get to do that. I would love to see that photo essay, Harry Benson photographing Vladimir Putin. Harry Benson is a photographer. He's the subject of the new documentary, Harry Benson Shoot First. It is screening at the Macon Film Festival on Saturday afternoon at the Douglas Theater. More information about the festival and showtimes can be found at gpbnews.org. Harry, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Have a good day.
You too.